Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Suid-Afrika se nuwe pensioenstelsel het maandag in werking getree en dit laat mense toe om 'n gedeelte van hulle pensioengeld te onttrek. Nou, die geleentheid wat nou voor die deur lê is dat mense wat tot nou toe of tot die einde van Augustus tot 'n pensioenfonds bygedra het of 'n aftreefonds bygedra het, kan nou 'n bedrag daaruit onttrek met tot 'n maksimum van R30,000. Nou, op sosiale media het 'n hele paar mense gekla dat van hierdie maatskappy of instellings wat die uitbetalings moet doen, nie reg was nie. Hulle stelsels was 'n bietjie stadig, daar was ook probleme, en onder die wat genoem is, is Sanlam en Alex Forbes, en John Anderson is op die lijn, hy is van Alex Forbes. John, thank you so much for your time tonight. Just give us a bit of a context. What happened on Monday and yesterday and maybe even today? Did you see a significant number of people applying to withdraw some of their pension money?
Yes, no, thanks, Rick. Appreciate it. So, according to our plans, we went live to assist people from the 3rd, so from yesterday, to start claiming from the two-pot component, so specifically the savings withdrawal component. And we definitely anticipated high volumes of claims, but what we didn't anticipate that it would be so much in one go. So over the last few days, we've seen a huge amount of people coming forward to try and log in and claim. We have been able to process a number of claims, but unfortunately, we haven't been able to get to everybody because there are limitations on the system as to how many people can go in at any particular point in time. Just to give you context, is at some point during the course of today, we had about 60 to 70,000 people looking to claim or log in over a 10-minute period, so every 10 minutes. So to provide context on that is before the two-pot system was put in place, we would normally process about 150,000 claims for the full year. So in a space of 25 minutes, we had the same amount that we normally have in a year. And unfortunately, that has led to some challenges in getting to everybody. It's been a lot more than we anticipated.
Yeah, it is a significant number. Are they just inquiries or are they actually firm applications to withdraw money?
So at this stage, we're not sure because we weren't able to assist all of those. So some of them could be inquiries just to have a look at what the balances are. So how much you've got in your savings pot and your... But we do know that there are a lot of people that do want to claim, and it looks like it's going to be quite a high number. And also higher balances than we initially thought, which tends to indicate that I think people are financially stretched, and we do understand. I mean, they need assistance and they want the money.
Now, I see several other reports. Old Mutual, for example, had nearly 100,000 people interacting with them on WhatsApp. Sanlam apparently received over 5,500 calls on Monday and Tuesday. So there's a significant, massive interest. You know, obviously, it's one of the worst things you can do is to withdraw pension money. Do you think enough education has been done to inform people that, yeah, yes, you can get an amount of cash today, but you will really, really suffer? Will it have a big impact when you retire one day?
Yeah, look, on the one hand, I think we must understand, I think people are financially stretched. Do you understand that? But it, as you say, I mean, retirement money is there for the long term. And I don't think one can under-educate and emphasize the importance, because every rand that you do take out, you're not able to get the compound interest on that. And also there are huge benefits to leaving the money there for retirement in terms of tax benefits, etc. So I think we're just encouraging people to just make sure that they absolutely need the money, that it's a last resort. There are other ways to improve things like reduce your expenses. If you do have debt, restructure the debt. This should really be a last resort because remember, you do pay marginal tax rates in the money, and once you take the money, you don't get the benefit of that compound interest. So I do think more needs to be done to educate and help people, but I think we must also understand that the reality of a lot of South Africans are that they're under financial pressure, which we must also understand. So this must just be an absolute last resort. It should not be the first place you go to. It should be the last place.
Now, you referred to tax because there will be a significant tax implication. And I see SARS has said, and it's been reported on Daily Maverick, that they have already processed around 2,500 withdrawal proposals, and they've issued the directives that it could be paid out. It seems like a small number given the context of the interest you've alluded to earlier, but has the systems, the IT systems linked to SARS been sorted out? Are they working 100% so that the tax aspect does not become a bottleneck?
Yeah, so can't comment on that from my side just yet because the way our process works is, I mean, we've had a few claims, but I think the bulk, especially in terms of the volumes that we were talking about, will only be going through to SARS tomorrow. So then we'll have a better idea on how it works. From the indicator, we did do testing with SARS before the time, make sure that things are working. But tomorrow will really be the test for us because our process is we don't do it live at that point in time. It goes then the next morning. So our bulk applications will go through to tomorrow, and then we'll have a better sense. But based on what we've seen in the rest of the industry, there are some that's gone through. But I think the majority still needs to happen. So ours will be going through on bulk tomorrow, but we are expecting a huge number to go through to SARS. It's just it's a processing issue in terms of how you do the administration, and we're expecting in the industry somewhere between 50 and 100 billion in assets over the next couple of months being disinvested, and of that, at least 18% will go to SARS.
Just lastly, fees. How much does it cost somebody if he or she wants to withdraw money?
So it really depends on your provider, but also potentially on your amount. So from the Alex Forbes side, to process the savings pot, we levy a charge of 2% of your balance, subject to a minimum of 100 rand, and we think most people will be at the minimum level, up to a maximum of 600. But we anticipate for most people it'll be close to 100 rand. But within the industry, you're probably looking at, on average, somewhere between 200 and 400 rand per transaction, overall. But it really depends on which provider you're with.
John, dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was John Anderson, hy is van Alex Forbes. Johan?
Ryk, ek dink ons het almal geweet daar gaan 'n redelike hoeveelheid mense is dit geld wil onttrek uit hulle spaarpot, maar ons het nie regtig geweet hoeveel nie. Nou daai syfer wat jy genoem het van SARS wat 2,400-2,500 belastingklaringsbasies omtrent verwerk het, dit verteenwoordig so 103 miljoen rand se fondse uit daai spaarpotte uit en dit gee vir SARS omtrent so 7 miljoen rand se inkomste. Maar en jy het gesien dat die omdraai tye van die verskaffers is verdubbel van 24 na 48 uur toe. Maar ek dink jy weet as ons gaan kyk na van hierdie 748 fondse wat reeds die goedkeuring deur die reguleerders gegee is, daar's nog so 98 fondse wat nog waar daar 'n hele paar vrae is wat verwerk moet word en ek hoop maar net hulle kan so gou as moontlik doen want lede van daai fondse gaan nie wil agterbly nie en wil toegang tot hulle geld hê.
Ja, ek dink daar's baie mense in die Afrifonds bedryf wat baie bly is dat hierdie dag is hier. Ek ken 'n paar mense wat in die IT afdelings van versekeraars gewerk het en ek dink nie hulle het die laaste 6 maande veel geslaap nie want dit was so 'n ongelooflike proses om alles reg te kry en ek dink daar is miskien nou 'n paar gremlins in die prosesse by van hierdie maatskappye maar dit is eintlik 'n ongelooflike ding wat hulle reg gekry het.
En ek dink hierdie tipe van geld wat nou gaan onttrek word en dan soos ek vroeër gesê het moontlike rentekoersverlaging, dit kan nog wel dalk 'n bietjie ondersteuning gee aan die kleinhandelsmark.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.